This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
This episode sponsored by Apollo Neuro.
Having problems getting a good night's sleep? Apollo Neuro may be the help your body needs. Apollo Neuro is a wearable designed to calm your nervous system so you can fall asleep faster and sleep deeper without medication or side effects. It works by sending gentle, silent vibrations through your wrist that signal safety to your body, like a hug for your nervous system. The result? Fewer wake-ups, deeper sleep, and mornings where you actually feel rested. It's not just a sleep tracker. Apollo actively helps you regulate your body, and Smart Vibes AI automatically personalizes the experience for sleep, calm, focus, and recovery. It's scientifically backed, with clinical trial participants gaining up to 60 minutes of sleep a night. Try it risk-free for 30 days. Visit apolloneuro.com/audio and take $99 off today.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of Scott.
Forever and ever, we should stick together. We need Scar now, more than ever.
I am the magnificent. I'm back, but the shaker was so boss, most thundering, storming, sound of soul.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from The Interrupters.
Hey, Safe from Mustard Bug.
Hi there, you wonderful Scar listeners. I'm Pauline Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from The Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
Oh,
trim them proper to the end of the week. Then she lets her hair down, really starts to shrink. Well, we don't go in summer when the folks are there. Don't go in winter when the cupboards are bare. Every single autumn and every single spring, here goes on in the ozone and we really start to swing, yeah. It's grouse, she takes me to a holiday house. Someone's saving till a rainy day. We'll make a souvenir ashtray.
The Ratbags of Rhythm out of Sydney. That one's from 1981, Holiday House. I have never come across the Ratbags of Rhythm before this week, and I love them. I love them to bits. That is right up my street. The consummate pub band with a diverse and danceable repertoire. The Ratbags of Rhythm were in great demand on the pub and campus circuit in Sydney from 1979 to 1982. Their repertoire also included some great original material written by guitarist Matt Bianstock. An EP was released in 1981. They were also featured on the Prana Brothers album The Best of the Inner West. I also believe they did a reunion show in 2019. I've been checking out the EP in the past few days. Ah, oh, nice. Typical Aussie ska mate. Yes, Aussie ska. Larrikin's. Oh, Larrikin's ska. That's what I've just termed it, and I like it. I like it a lot. You are tuned in to Beefy Ska Club, the world's number one ska radio show, coming at you live from Melbourne to the rest of the world. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being part of this esteemed company. We are the world's number one ska radio show, and it's because of you guys. You guys listen. Yeah, it's as simple as that. You guys listen. That's why it's the world's number one. Yeah. It is genuinely late here in Melbourne, and sometimes I speak before I think, or I speak without thinking, I think is more apt. Anyway, Beefy Ska Club each and every week. By the way, this is show number 672. If you've listened to every one, you're nearly as mad as me. Each and every week on Beefy Ska Club, we kick off the third installment of Ska with an Australian First Nations band. And this week we have chosen the Desert Wind Band. Yes, indeed. The Desert Wind Band out of Nyarripi in the Northern Territory. There's not too much about these guys. The Desert Wind Band was originally formed in Nyarripi community in 2015, performed live at several community concerts, including including Kiwiakura's 40-year celebrations concert in 2023, which got broadcast live on ICTV. The music video for their single Ungura Niripi has had over 5,000 streams on ICTV Play, and they continue to develop their Walpiri reggae sound with members from both Niripi and Yuan Dumu. I think they're called the Desert Melody Makers as well. I think some members of this band are in that one as well. You heard Jan Tarni of the Desert Wind Band's releases. I'm not sure they've got an album of such. They've got a lot of videos of songs on their YouTube page, and that's about it. The fact that they played the Kiwiakura 40-year celebration concert a couple of years ago means they are still going. But Niripi is literally in the middle of nowhere. It's so remote, it's crazy. So the fact that they have got a band is superb. We will continue to play First Nations bands each and every week. We are committed to exposing the First Nations reggae / ska. We call it Red Dirt Reggae. We call it Roots Rock. We have more recently termed it Saltwater Ska, which I think is very, very apt. Not like Larrikin Ska, what we just heard from the Rat Bags of Rhythm or Looney Tunes. Desert Wind Band, Saltwater Ska. I guess they're not, well, they are a reggae band, but it's not true reggae, so to speak. It's closer to ska than reggae, but it's not quite what we would know as a genuine offbeat. And very rarely do they have horns. Not that a ska band has to have horns, by the way. So Saltwater Ska is probably a very, very nice and cool Aussie description of some of these First Nations bands. We will continue to play First Nations bands each and every week. I have roped in the help of the gorgeous and beautiful Lucy Andrews. She is more in touch with the state of the First Nations reggae and ska scene than I am, and she has helped out with quite a few selections over the past few weeks, because I was getting to a point where I was getting close to repeating a lot of the bands that we've been playing over the past, 9 months, I guess. And Lucy stepped in to find more bands for me, which is really, really cool. Although, best wishes to the family, because I think she's got a couple of problems, or some of her family members are a little bit sick. So she's gone to help them, which is awesome. And so I had to find the Desert Wind Band myself. There you go. I am useful every now and again. You are listening to Beefy Ska Club. Thank you for being part of Beefy Ska Cult. We are committed to First Nations bands. We are also committed to playing New Zealand ska bands as well. And because I have tweaked the format of Beefy Ska Club, well, for this week going forward, I've also decided that we will become a hub for the Asia Pacific region ska. We will feature an Asian regional band, probably outside of Japan, because the Japanese ska scene is pretty cool. Liga from the Fish Ska out of Indonesia got in touch, and we were having a discussion because they've got new material coming very, very soon. And I worked out with those guys. I haven't played them since January 2024. They've got new stuff, and Liga wanted to know whether we could play some old stuff leading into their new releases. And we worked out a plan that I will start to feature Asian ska bands as well as First Nations bands and New Zealand bands on this show, which is a great idea. We are the Asia Pacific premier ska show anyway, probably. No, we're number one in the world, so we're the premier ska show in the Asia Pacific region. So why not? Why not embrace our brothers and sisters from over there in mainland Asia? We play Japanese bands all the time anyway, because on the whole, they are awesome. So any new releases, any old gold, we will continue to play it. We will also play Asian bands going forward and make sure they are included week in, week out. Same as First Nations bands in Australia, and same as New Zealand ska bands as well. After my discovery of Dinah Lee from New Zealand in the 60s, who was adopted by Australia and claimed as their own, similar to Russell Crowe and Farlap and all the, and Pavlova, and I'm sure there's something else that the Aussies have claimed that's more broadly speaking Kiwi, I discovered Rochelle Vinson, another New Zealand ska performer from 1964. Put out an album called Introducing a New Star. The single and one of the first releases Rochelle Vincent released in 1964 is amazingly called Skadoobida. Yes, Skadoobida. Amazing. Diana Lee 1 week, Rochelle Vincent the following week. Awesome stuff. Commitment to New Zealand ska and digging deep into the ska archives. Who else does this? Nobody. I can answer that question for you. Nobody. Here we go. Rochelle Vincent from New Zealand. Skadoobida. Skadoobida.
Getting back to the the statue beat. People getting down to our brand of ska. If you wanna see the specials, there's a list up at the bar. Tito like Al Capone from your head to your feet. Select a track like this and it can't be beat.
Feature band in our Asia Pacific Oceania focus, Plague of Happiness, from the border city Johor Bahru in Malaysia, borders Singapore. If you want to cross the border from Singapore to Malaysia, either by car or by foot or by bus, then you will go through Johor Bahru. Plague of Happiness, done 4 albums, including their second album in 2015 called Tunjal. You just heard the title track, Tunjal. They did Dominion last year, I think, for Plague of Happiness, which I'm pretty sure we played some tunes off. But I am more than happy to kick our new Asia Pacific focus with Plague of Happiness. There, we kicked off another new segment on this show. It's not as if we can fit any more in, but I'm bloody trying hard, and I will. We'll just take the air out and shove in more substance. That's what the word is, substance. Now, I'm going to cop shit for this. I really am. The track you heard before Plague of Happiness was allegedly by Joe Jinx. Joe Jinx is an AI creation by Neil Smith of Doncaster. I love that. I've come full circle. Have I come full circle? Obviously, I don't believe in AI just going hell for leather and releasing mountains and mountains of material. However, I do see positives with marginal music scenes, all right? If you can create AI songs like the Joe Jinx one we heard, which, by the way, is called 51 Albany Road, it's an awesome ska tune. If it can get more people into finding out more ska bands, and for want of a better word, real ska bands, then it's worthwhile. If Joe Jinx goes out and releases 100 ska songs, and they're all vaguely similar, and they don't actually add to the scene, then I'm against it, all right? If somebody is using AI solely for the purpose of generating money through streaming, and like I said, launching 50 songs a day with weird videos and whatever, then clearly it's not for the benefit of the community. However, there was a track, what we did that Slipknot cover the other week, which was created with help of AI. Now, I don't think it was totally all AI. I'm not 100% sure. I don't know enough about the subject. I don't know enough about the technology, all right? However, this one is genuinely totally AI created. But if it gets more people into discovering other ska bands and other ska music and whatever, and I'm not just saying that our scene is different, but industrial dance music, EDM, whatever, if AI can be helped to get more people into the music, then that's a benefit. And like I said, as long as it's not abused, which it clearly is going to be because money talks, then it's a problem. And I believe Spotify have just removed 78 million tracks. Yeah, listen to that again. They have removed 78 million AI-generated tracks in the past few weeks. Then you know it's a problem. I like this track, all right? Don't get me wrong. I liked the Slipknot track the other week. I thought it was awesome. I like this track. If I can play it and get more people in discovering old school, new tone, fourth wave, trad from Jamaica, then it's a good thing, all right? That's why I've come full circle. Yes, it takes money away from true blue creators and bands and everything else, but on the converse side, it might get more people into discovering your band. It's a difficult one, isn't it? I'd love to have a proper discussion on this because, one, I don't know enough about it. You know, do you get to add anything in? Can you tweak the AI so that it produces what you want it to produce, or is it just left to its own devices? I don't know. Alrighty, I'm out there. Anyway, it's a good... I can guarantee you, even though I do really, really like it, it won't be anywhere near Beefy's top 30 of 2025. No AI-generated song will be, by the way. I'm just putting it out there. They can pull the wool over my eyes. I'm not that clever, as you well know. We kicked off that little triple play with our little trip to New Zealand. Rochelle Vinson from 1964. Ska-do-dee-da is the name of that one. Now, we played Dinah Lee last week from around the same time, weirdly enough. Rochelle Vinson, born in Wellington, 1946, attended Onslow College and as a sixth former had made the semi-finals of the NZBC talent show Have a Shot, singing with the school band The Silhouettes. Signed to HMV in 1963, went on to record 8 singles for them between 63 and 65. Her debut single, Candy Kisses, was the first HMV 7-inch 45 to be released in a picture sleeve. There you go. This is quite interesting, right? Throughout her recording career, she attended Wellington Teachers College. At 17 years of age, she went on her first tour in the South Island with Jim McNaught, Freddie Keel and the Cavaliers, and Lou and Simon. For the second week of the tour, Lou and Simon were replaced by Dinah Lee, who we played last week, who took the younger Vinson under her wing. By 1965, Vinson concluded that to go any further in the music industry, she would have to move to Sydney. She stayed in New Zealand and her recording days were over. Conversely, Dinah Lee did move to Sydney around that time. So there you go. Decisions, decisions, eh? Man, I love digging deep into some of these really, really cool archives and histories about, well, in this case, New Zealand. I really do enjoy it. By the early 80s, Vincent worked on a national radio show, Grandpa's Place, that starred Goodbye Pork Pie and Smash Palace actor Des Kelly. There you go. She won an award for show about stranger danger and inappropriate touching. There you go, runaway radio award there. Rochelle Vincent. Brilliant. There's no other radio show that does this. It really isn't. I mean, I know I've only just kind of dived into the New Zealand 60s scar scene over the past couple of weeks, but man, I love it. I really do love it. Okay, Rochelle Vincent, welcome to Beefy Scar Club New Zealand Hall of Fame. All right, where are we going to go now? We're going to go to the Beefy Scar Club Request Team 6. Not so like-minded individuals have a task. They tell me what they want to hear each and every week. We started with one, we've now got six. The original one was a guy called Mark Hardio from Tinambit up there in New South Wales. Hardio's hit was coined ages ago. Mark continues to send me songs he likes each and every day, and I love him for it. It keeps me occupied. It keeps me thinking about what other ska is out there that I don't know about. Love you, Mark. It is awesome. Keep doing it, mate. I know I don't respond half the time, but I'm there with you, brother. I'm there with you. He has gone this week for the Rough Cuts out of England. Their Dirty Sex at Midnight album from 2013. This is Clash of the Youth Cults. Man, if I was been drinking earlier, the Rough Cuts and Clash of the Youth Cults, if I'd have been drinking, I would have been removed from on-air duties. For one reason or another. Thanks, Mark.
A glint of steel on a cold dark night. Final fight. The gangs have gathered a point to make. The pride of a cult is what's at stake. Cause it's a clash of the youth cults. 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 Drapes and bootlace ties. Greased DAs hate in their eyes. London's burning trauma said. Morphs in the night, punk's not dead. Cause it's a clash of the youth cults. It's a clash of the youth cults. It's a clash. Clash of the youth cults, it's a clash of the youth cults. Mugs in suits are high on blues. Rockers' blood stains their bowling shoes. Denny clad ribs with motorbike chains. They'll return to smash your brains. Cause it's a clash of the new cults. 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 We'll be right back.
Clippers are coming up, the Colts elite. Got your two-tone skinheads here to fight. They'll give your teenage kicks right through the night. Cause it's a clash of the new Colts. 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 It's a clash of the new Colts.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower, it's biology. Hormones drop, metabolism slows, your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
Ey, was ist das denn da? Das ist ja wunderschön! So was Schönes habe ich ja echt noch nie gesehen! Alle super drauf, trotz des drohenden Untergangs. Ey, weißt du, was das ist? Das sind tanzende Punks. Tanzende Punks. Tanzende Punks. Tanzende Punks. Es gibt viel Scheiße. Ey, ja, das wissen wir. Aber es gibt hier auch palettenweise Dosenbier. Man kann uns auslachen, das Leben schwer machen oder uns bezüglich unserer Meinung Würde anmachen. Wir gehen hier nicht mehr weg und werden immer mehr. Und alle fragen sich, wo kommen die bunten Leute her? Dank der Druiden und des destillierten Zaubertranks scheißen wir auf alles. Wir sind tanzende Punks. Tanzende Punks. Tanzende Punks. Tanzende Punks. Es gibt viel Scheiße, ja, das wissen wir. Aber es gibt hier auch palettenweise Dosenbier. Ihr könnt uns auslachen, während wir blau machen. Wir sammeln geile Zeiten, ihr nur blöde Wertsachen. Wir gehen hier nicht mehr weg und werden immer mehr. Und alle fragen sich, wo kommen die geilen Leute her? Wir haben keinen Bock auf Hass, wir haben lieber Spaß und freuen uns über jeden Menschen, der hier mitmacht. Ey, was ist das denn da? Das ist ja wunderschön. Sowas Schönes habe ich ja echt noch nie gesehen. Alle super drauf, trotz des Drohnenuntergangs. Ey, weißt du, was das ist? Das sind tanzende Punks. Tanzende Punks. Tanzende Punks. Tanzende Punks.
Surprise, nobody cares. Bleeding hearts, soaring, bring the bullets to the ears. The blue-eyed boy, the eager beaver. food, just a load of food. And it's a choice never what the hell to do. The seasons change, the horse is floating, supply wasn't endless, and nobody told him. The baby beckons, a tortoise and nets. The pleasure of romance that she may not ever find. It's just a ride, they say it's just a ride.
What a band, Imperial Leisure out of London in England. That is Mel Lee's choice for this week. Three Women, One Night off their Lifestyle Brand album from a couple of years ago. In fact, 10 years ago. Wow, 10 years ago that came out. Oh, time flies when you're having fun. Anyway, three albums in our Imperial Leisure. I love them. I know Mark Hardier loves them, and now I know Mel Lee loves them as well. What a band. Anytime a band says their influences are the Specials and the Beastie Boys, with a bit of Rage Against the Machine and Madness thrown in, you know you're onto a good thing. Imperial Leisure. Check those guys out. They're so good. Been around quite a while now, actually. 2004 they started. Wow. Before that, Jono's juggernaut for this week. He's gone to Duisburg in Germany. Der Butterweger is the name of the man behind the band, I suppose. I don't even know if there is a band. I'm guessing there is. Der Butterweger, Tanzender Punks off his Butterband album from 2022. Talked to Jono earlier, said he had a great time at the Skanz gig on Saturday night and fancied a bit of German ska punk. There you go, Jono. You got a bit of German ska punk. Before that, Mark Hardier, the OG, he's gone for the Rough Cuts out of Staffordshire in England. Back from 2013 off their Dirty Sex at Midnight album, Clash of the Youth Cults. Great selections to kick off the Beefy Scat Club request team portion of the show. And we're only halfway through. We're going to go a little bit old school right now. Millwall Paul's Magic Memories for this week. He has gone with an absolute classic. Susan Cadogan from 1974. Hurt So Good. Thanks, Paul. Great choices.
You see, cause it's hurting, feeling.
you make. We hear the nasty words you say. I'll never get it, it's so pathetic. Does your tiny brain make you this way? Maybe mama didn't tell you that she loved you enough. Now you're feeling extra small and you wanna feel tough. Well, I've got some news for you. We don't give a shit what you do or at all about you. Boys will be girls, girls will be boys, and everybody in between will all be who we wanna be. Oh, who we want to be. Was there a thought worth exploring up this morning? 'Cause nobody's laughing now, your ego's lacking. Must be sad to be so boring. Maybe you should take a look in the mirror, love, 'cause your outfit and outlook are ugly as fuck. And I've got some news for you. Still don't give a shit what you do or at all about you. Boys will be girls,
happiness, happiness, we are the Red Wall Cymru Outfit.
Scapa Collective out of Cardiff in Wales. Happiness was their song they put out just before the World Cup in Qatar in 2022. Didn't do us much help this morning or last night in Wales. Lost 4-2 to Belgium, but we still got the playoffs. I've only played that because the gorgeous, the beautiful Lucy Andrews is on, well, has been on family duties, and she couldn't get some requests through. So when there's a gap in the Beefy Scar Club request team, I've decided I'm going to play a Welsh song. So this week it just happened to be Happiness by Scapa Collective. If you are in Wales and you're listening, they got a gig in Bury on Saturday. So if you want to go and see Scapa Collective, then get along to the old Bury Island and go and see those guys perform. They're very, very good. Where are they playing? Market Street Club in Bury. So go and check out the Scapa Collective. I would if I was there. Before that, lovely Jen, We Are the Union out of LA, off their Ordinary Life album 2021, Boys Will Be Boys. Good choice, lovely Jen. And Millwall Paul's Magic Memories, Susan Cadogan from Jamaica out of 1974, a classic off the Trojan label, Hurt So Good. Alrighty, that is it for Beefy Scar Club request team for this week. Diverse choices, as usual, and that's what makes this bloody show what it is. So good. No other show is doing this, by the way. There's no other show. Don't bother. Just don't bother. Just come to Beefy. He'll look after you. All right, we've got to bring it on home. Let's go to Boston right now. Bim Scalabim, live version of Wise Up.
So many things waste away. You can't live without it, dawn's gone in a day. Tastes so sweet and not made to last. Obsolete now to pass it fast.
You better wise up,
wise up.
You better rise up.
You better wise up,
wise up.
Don't let them push you around. You're waiting time. You're not even looking at the water signs. If everything is at your door, can you tell me what it is you're waiting for?
You better wise up,
wise up.
You better rise up.
You better wise up,
wise up.
Don't let them push you around.
Don't be feeling restless, you wait to drag it down. Now I see it is believing. What is it that you found? Don't be shaking your head.
Thank you.
finish up with Desmond Dekker and his Aces, 1967, off the Action album, Wise Man. Before that, Bim Scala Bim out of Boston, 1990. How was it going? Come out. Wise Up, live version of that track for you from Bim Scala Bim. Awesome stuff. Another Beefy Ska Club in the books. Show number 672. Makes me old just thinking about it. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being part of Beefy Ska Club. I can't do it without you. And if I do do it without you, man, my ego must be huge. Thank you for getting in touch. Thank you for following me on social media. If you want to get in touch with me, I am on Facebook, Beefy Ska Club. I'm on Instagram. Yeah, Instagram. I'm down with the kids, Beefy Ska Club. I exist on Twitter, Ska Nation Radio. I will change it eventually. It might even be this week. I'm not doing too much. So anyway, if I change it, I change it. It doesn't matter, does it? Send me a message. I'll get notified whichever way you want. Requests for the show. Suggestions for the show. Segments for the show. If you're in a band and you've got new music and I need to play it, let me know. Anything. I don't bite, so please send me your correspondence and we'll see what we can do. There are loads of gigs coming up. Doesn't matter where you live. There's gigs coming up. The ska scene has traditionally been a walk-up style scene. Not anymore, folks. Not anymore. You have to buy tickets early before the gigs. Otherwise, they're going to get cancelled. A legend of the ska scene in the UK has recently had to cancel some gigs. Yeah, because of poor ticket sales. Bad Manners had a gig cancelled. They were doing two nights and they consolidated into one. Mainly because one show didn't sell very many tickets at all. It's happening. Doesn't matter whether you're here, you're there, or you're everywhere. We need to start buying tickets. It is as simple as that. Gigs will get cancelled. Venues will cancel gigs because they want to make some money. Promoters will cancel gigs because they don't want to lose money. And bands really want to play to a crowd. It is that straightforward. So we need to get out of the old mindset. We need to get into the 21st century. We need to get into the 2025 version of events. Buy tickets. If you're going to go to a gig, buy tickets. It's not necessarily true for you, Oasis, your Green Days, your Taylor Swift. It is more pertinent to our level of shows. We need to help everyone out, and we need to help everyone out by jumping on and getting tickets. Buy a ticket for a friend. Take them along. Get them to go and experience ska or live music. Go and support these local live music venues, because if they close, I can guarantee now, it is very, very rare they can come back. Agents of change laws are a big, big thing nowadays. So whereas if you were previously a music venue, then you're pretty cool because that's what you always did. If you're a new music venue, oh man, you need to jump through some hoops to get permits in place to do live music. There's so much stuff. So please, buy tickets early, support local live music venues, take a friend, buy drinks, buy food, buy merch if you can, if you can afford it. Gigs are expensive, people. I know they are. I can't afford them now. I've had to miss out on a few things. Friday night, the Zebrahead and the Kitty Hawk show. Yep, couldn't afford it. Simple as that. It happens. Okay, it's late here, so I'm going to wrap up and we're going to go home. I'm going to go to bed and catch up on some sleep because I was up at 5:30 to watch Wales lose to Belgium. It's been a long old day, folks. Please, please, please stay safe, do the right thing, and be excellent to one another. My name is Beefy. This is my Ska Club. I'll be back. Same time, same place, same channel. In the meantime, I just got one thing left to say. Take it away, Bluey!
stumbly testicles.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
This episode sponsored by Maximus Tribe. You train, you track, you eat right. But if you're over 40, you've felt it. The results don't match the effort anymore. That's not willpower. It's biology. Hormones drop. Metabolism slows. Your body stops responding the way it used to. Maximus is the online clinic that reverses your decline with prescription performance medicines, GLP-1s, testosterone, and peptides that reduce belly fat, restore energy, and boost recovery. Over 50,000 high performers have already broken through their plateaus. If you're ready to turn your hard work into measurable results, go to MaximusTribe.com. That's MaximusTribe.com.
When you buy LG, you get so much more than just an appliance. You get more done, more cost savings, more peace of mind, and more control. Because LG appliances are designed to do more, like washers and dryers with AI tech to take out the guesswork, refrigerators that fit in tight spaces and keep food fresher longer, or ranges with precise induction cooking and easy cleanup built in, all with the style you want and reliability you can count on, so you can get more from your home every day. LG appliances, so much more. Make life easier with LG. See the latest models and savings now at LG.com.